This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFosse Corporation, LLC.
My girlfriend Jenna owned a house in Hollywood Hills. We'd moved in the Hollywood home at the end of 2006. It took about 3 or 4 months after we got settled into the home. Walking in the house itself, there was a staircase that goes from the bottom floor all the way up to the top level of the house. And at the end of the staircase, on the top, it's a huge bookcase. About 7 feet tall, 4 feet wide. It's heavy. And you grab the bookshelf and you pull it, and it opens like a normal door. I've never seen anything like that before. There was one time that I had to go up there just to move a couple things around. I walked up the stairs, opened the door, and you kind of had to walk across the room to turn on the light. And as I walked to the light, kind of get that feeling that almost like someone was behind you, walking behind you. And moved over a couple things that Jen asked me, moved around. And I was done, and I had to turn the light off before I left the room. I turned the light off, and I heard a slam. The bookcase was actually shut. And that bookcase itself, I mean, it's 50, 60 pounds. It's a heavy, it's a big door. And I was like, Jenna? And I got no answer. I walked up to the door, opened the door, and there was nothing there. All right, now that was weird. What did that? About a week or so after that incident happened, something happened to Jenna. I was in the living room watching television. Jenna was watching television with me. She got up to go to the bathroom. And I hear a slam.
Tito.
And I got up super quick and I ran to the bathroom. The door went open. And I grabbed the handle and I went to go push and it wouldn't budge. Is it locked? She goes, no, there's no lock in here. The light won't turn on. Can you please open the door? And I literally had to push all my weight. And the light was turned off. I go, why don't you turn the light on? She goes, it won't go on. And I go to click it on, it wouldn't go on. And she looked at me and she was just like, Tito, I'm telling you, like, I tried to open the door. And this light won't turn on. And as soon as she said the light won't turn on, the light flickered back on. She looked at me, white as a ghost. She goes, what is that? I was like, Jenna, I don't know. There was just a few occasions she started saying that there was things that she was hearing, and she got feelings of people, you know, or a person watching her. She was hearing footsteps. As situations started happening more and more, just thinking in my head, how many more times is this going to happen? A couple weeks go by. I was sitting on the couch, just watching the show. I feel like someone's staring at me, and I knew there was no one home. And you get that really, that goosebump feeling, almost like a chill feeling. And it's not cold in the house. I mean, it's afternoon in the summertime. And I look up just at the corner of my eye, and I could see almost like a shadow of a person. Just like kind of like someone swaying on their toes back and forth like this. And just watching. I got up super quick, and I looked. There was nothing there, and I was like, okay, that's for surely somebody. That has to be someone there. Jenna came home, and I go, I seen something. She goes, what do you mean you seen something? I go, I seen a shadow. There was somebody staring at me, watching me, watch TV. Then I started questioning, like, Jenna, do you really want to live here? She's like, of course, this is my home. I was like, all right, because I don't really like this that much. There was something about that home. There was someone, some type of being or something that was in that home that was trying to let us know that they wanted to be recognized, that they were there. Another week goes by, and it was around 1, 2 a.m., right before I went to sleep. All of a sudden, we hear someone walking up the stairs. I go, do you hear that? She goes, yes, I hear that. The home alarm would have automatically gone off if it came to the front door. And we heard this, and she looked at me. She goes, you heard that? And I go, I heard that. She goes, someone is in the home. And it was step, 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 and it stopped right at the door. Open the door as quick as I can, and no one was there. I hear it again, but now it's coming from up the stairs. Who's there? No answer. Started walking. And as soon as I turned to the corner, I looked and I seen a shadow. It was a man. I could actually kind of see the outline of the person. Feeling startled. He was, you know, 5'10", 6 foot. It seemed like a long time. And disappeared right into the bookcase. Almost like vaporized. I feel like almost in shock. I walked back down and walked in, and Jenna's like, what is it? I'm all, I don't know. There's something here. I go, I saw that figure I keep seeing. She's like, okay, this might be enough for me. I go, so you want to think about moving back down to Huntington? She goes, yeah. After that incident happened, Jenna started asking questions about the home. She started asking around. And as she started going online, she started looking up the address of the house. That room with the bookshelf door, that room was a so-called prohibition room. When alcohol was illegal and people would store it in this part of the house, or they would drink in this part of the house so no one could ever find it. And it comes to find out, actually, there was a person who committed suicide in the home. The prohibition room was the same room that the body was found. And I started thinking, is this the person? Was this person trying to scare us away to kind of get us out of the home? Or was this person trying to just let us know that we're in their home? This being or ghost or whatever you call it that was in that home, will it be threatening towards us? Will it be violent towards us? What can you do? accept it and live with it or move. Bought a house down in Huntington Beach and we moved down there. And from that point out on, I never want to step back in that house. I never step back in that house.
Hey everybody, this is Blaine Duncan, director of The Paranormal Diaries, a documentary film, and you're listening to Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast with Aaron Hunter.
Welcome. I'm Aaron Hunter, purveyor of paranormal stories, the occult, and the unexplained. Welcome to RPA. I hope you enjoy your stay.
Hey guys, Aaron here, and it is Monday, April 15th, 2024, episode 320. How's everyone out there around the world doing? And as always, glad to be back in the hot seat. And man, spring is here over here in the States, nice and warm now, and you guys know what that means. The fires are gone, and we're keeping it nice and cool with the fans on now. As far as announcements are concerned, tomorrow, Tuesday, there will not be a new Aaron's Horror Show with Mr. Aaron Farrell. He's still away, but hopefully we'll be back soon. And this Wednesday, there will not be a new Terry's Mysterious Moments with Terry from Texas. He's taking the week off. But this Thursday, a new episode of Strange Reality will be released. And as always, this Friday, two new entertaining short films. So don't miss out. And we're going to do more listener stories. And for you new people out there, if you have a paranormal experience you want to share, merely send it to me, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at realparanormalactivity.com, and I'll read it off on a future episode. And that's it. Short and sweet. So let's get the show on the road, and you guys know what that means. Oh, yeah, man. Come on. Say it with me. Say it with me. That's right, two. The story, then. Follow me right this way. No pushing, no shoving, and the fans are going. Get a beanbag over there in the corner. Find an empty spot on the floor, and don't forget to get yourself a popsicle. The freezer's right over there. We have cherry, lime, grape, and orange. Make sure you take care of the orange popsicles. It's our favorite, right? Inside joke with the old-timers out there. You guys know who you are. And while you guys are doing that, I'm going to get behind my desk here. I'm going to get comfy. And my printer operates packet. And let's see what stories she picked out for us today. Okay. Well, we got a short one, a medium one, and a long one. All right, let me take a sip of my green tea real quick. Oh, man. So good when it hits the lips. All right, the first one. This one is by Nubai, and it's titled When I'm Alone. Okay, Nubai, let's see what you got, man. This is the first time I've told this. I'm 21 years old, female, and I live in London, UK. This happened to me a few months ago. I can't remember exactly when, but I honestly have no explanation for it. Our house is rather small, one bathroom and two bedrooms, as well as a living room and kitchen. I live with my mom, my sister, and my niece. We have lived here almost 4 years and nothing happened up until a few months ago. My bedroom still has the original floorboards, as I haven't got around to decorating it fully yet, and our bathroom is directly beneath my room. Our light switch is on a string, and when someone pulls it, I can hear it under my floor very clearly. Because our house is small, I can hear everything someone is doing in any of the rooms. Anyway, here's what happened. My mom, my sister, and my niece had gone out shopping, so I was home alone. I think it was the evening and the daylight had started to fade. I was in my room watching TV and everything downstairs was off, like the lights, the television, and stuff like that. All of a sudden, I heard the bathroom door open downstairs and the light switch being used. As I said, I can hear it clearly because it's under my floorboards. So, thinking they had come back from shopping, I turned my TV off and went downstairs to see them. But as I got to the bottom of the stairs, the bathroom door was closed and the light was off and no one was home. I have no explanation for it. I heard it so clearly. I even went downstairs thinking they were back and they weren't. I went straight out of my house and sat out there until they came back. I know it's not the scariest story, but it scared me because of the fact I absolutely heard someone go into the bathroom and turn the light on. Thanks. And that's by Nubai. Nubai, thank you very much for sharing. I loved it. You may not think it's scary, but I think it's spooky. Yeah, especially when you've been there for 4 years, and as you said, it's a small house. You probably know everything about the house, all the noises and things like that. And as you already mentioned in the story, you can hear everything about that bathroom right underneath your room. Yeah. I don't know. You old-timers know this. The whole concept of an attachment, right? You're in your place, in this case, for 4 years, and now, you know, some odd things are starting to happen. Well, at least this strange thing happened. I just don't like the concept of, you know, you going out there, walking around, maybe doing some ghost hunting someplace, and yeah, you come home and whatever. A few weeks later, a few months later, all of a sudden your house comes alive. You know, something followed you back. Yeah, I just don't like that concept. But is it an attachment? I don't know. But it scared you enough that you left the house and sat outside until your family got home. So it was pretty real to you. Yeah, Nubai. Thank you again for sharing. Yeah, that would spook me. Yeah, stuff like that. I would probably go outside too. Just wait. I wouldn't stay in there. Right? All right, what's next? What do we got?
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
This one is by Dang, and it's titled, A Young Girl. Okay, Dang, let's see what you got, man. I live in an old Victorian house in a very small town. I have lots of stories I plan to tell, but one story stands out in particular. My 7-year-old son and I were the only ones home one evening. My wife had to work late, and my 5-year-old daughter was at a friend's house. It was a chilly winter evening, and this was before we had satellite TV, so my son was playing with Legos and I was reading a book. My wife always plays a certain game when she comes home from work. When the kids hear the commotion when she enters the door, they take off running and hide. My wife makes a big deal about looking for them to prolong the fun. Then, when she finds them, she tickles and kisses them. Things turned out differently this evening, though. As she entered the door with the sound of keys jangling and stomping snow off her boots, my son took off running into a small room by the front parlor. I was still reading, but I saw a girl in a frilly white dress run past me and follow my son. I thought it was my daughter, maybe having come home with my wife, but the chilling voice that came from the room proved otherwise. "Go, Mom!" The voice was not of my daughter. I scrambled out of my chair just as my son bolted out of the room. We both stood there for a moment looking into the dark room as my wife said, "Wow, that didn't sound like..." She saw the looks on our faces and immediately realized what had just happened. I walked into the room, no girl, nothing. It was absolutely one of the most amazing things I had ever witnessed, and I was really grateful that she allowed us to see her. We call her Abigail. Thank you for reading. And that's by Dang. Dang, thank you very much for sharing. I loved it. You know, we do get stories every once in a while where these things, they mimic a voice of a loved one. And but in this case, it wasn't mimicking a voice. It just used, well, its voice, right? And I wonder how long you lived in this old house, this Victorian house. Has there been any other things that has been happening? It sounds like, you know, according to this story, it's the first time you've ever seen this little child. Interesting stuff. Yeah, right back if this keeps on going. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, Dang, thank you again for sharing. All right. What's next? What do we got? This one is by Indiglo, and it's titled A Friend in the Woods. Okay, Indiglo. Let's see what you got, man. I grew up in an old farmhouse in the country, off the highway and kind of in the middle of nowhere. It was a house my grandmother grew up in, and it stayed in the family since. I even had the same room she did. The house was surrounded by a big grassy yard, which was bordered by a wood, or small forest, if you will, behind the house. The rest of the yard was surrounded by acres upon acres of fields, which we didn't farm, so we rented them to the neighbors who grew crops in them. But to understand this story, you're going to need a little background info about my dad. When my dad was young, he had an older brother named Danny. When Danny was young, he had bright blonde hair. One day when Danny was 14, he went on a fishing trip to the Mississippi River with his dad, my grandpa. My dad didn't get to go with him, so he was left at home with grandma. He was playing outside in front of the house when my grandpa got home, shaking and crying and yelling for my grandma. While on the river, Danny had fallen out of the boat, and when he didn't resurface, my grandpa had jumped in and tried to find him, but he couldn't. Danny had gotten caught in the current and drowned. Since then, no one talked about him much, as in, I didn't know my dad had a brother. Flash forward to when I was around 4 or 5. Young enough to be considered a young child, but old enough to be left alone to play outside. I would occupy my time by playing in the woods. I would spend hours and hours off in the wilderness, and come home when I heard one of my parents calling me back. After one such adventure, my mom asked me what I do in the woods for all that time, and I responded, I'm playing with the little blonde-haired boy. While she may have been a little suspicious, she let it go, thinking it's completely normal for a child to have imaginary friends. Then, one day, my dad got out the film reel projector because my grandma had brought over some photos of my dad's childhood to show us. Photos of when he and Danny were both young. We started flipping through the slideshow, and all of a sudden, I ran up to the wall pointing to the photo and said, That's him. That's my friend in the woods. To the astonishment of both parents, I was pointing to a young Danny. My parents tried to correct me. This is when I found out about Danny, saying that was just my dad's older brother, Danny. But I was adamant that the person in the photo was the same person I had come to know in the woods. I don't know if I pointed at Danny simply because he looked like my imaginary friend, or if it truly was him I was playing with in the woods. I don't remember playing in the woods. I suppose I may have been too young, but I do remember the slideshow. All I know for sure is I used to have a lot of weird stuff happen at that house. And in my opinion, anything is possible. Keep on reading. And that's from Indiglo. Indiglo, thank you very much for sharing. And I loved it. We get quite a few of these stories with imaginary friends, so to speak. And they're always pretty entertaining. Was it truly just your imagination when you're out there in the woods? Or did you actually see your father's brother that drowned in the Mississippi River? I don't know. But it's something interesting to think about. Yeah, thank you again for sharing. And that's it for all the stories. Yeah, short and sweet. But I always love reading your guys' stories. And as always, send them in to me. I'll read it off on a future episode. Just email me, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at realparanormalactivity.com. You can always go to the website, realparanormalactivity.com, or get the free RP app. Just go to your app store and do a search for Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast. And you'll see our iconic aqua blue eye and download it for free. Fully functional, stream anytime, anywhere. And also, we're on 33 plus other streaming platforms on the web, such as iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, etc., etc. So if you're at work listening to your favorite music and you want to get your spook on, just do a search for us. We're probably on that platform. And spring is here, so enjoy yourselves in the good weather. I think it's going to be a fun summer over here. And so with that, I am calling it. The show's been produced by myself and Britton, and it's also made possible by LaFosse Corporation. And man, we love you guys. Oh yeah, we do. As always...